We're joined by ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. And Steve, the retirement of Justice Breyer could be a political opportunity for President Biden, but now some recent polling's already showing that this could also have a mixed bag, especially when it comes to his promise for who that replacement on the nation's high court will be.
Exactly right. There are always risks as well as opportunities in any political situation. On the plus side for Biden, it's a chance to put a win on the board after a string of losses. His voting rights bill got blocked. His Build Back Better bill got blocked. Democrats are increasingly dismayed with Biden. All the polls show that. But this is a way to say to the Democratic base, elections have consequences. And let's remember, black women are the single most loyal voting bloc in the Democratic Party. 9 out of 10 black women voted for Joe Biden. So this is a way of saying to the base, you might not be thrilled with Biden, but compared to the other guy, he's still a much better bet. And remember, Supreme Court justices are often the most lasting legacy of any president. Look at Clarence Thomas. He was appointed by George Bush 41. In 1991, that was 31 years ago, he's still on the bench, and he could be there another 10 years, depending on his health. So this is a way for Biden to say, elections have consequences. There's a reason why you supported me and not the other guy. And no matter how dismayed you are with some of the things I've done or not done, it still matters to get behind me. Now, the risks are, as you point out, our polling this morning shows that about 3-1, Americans don't really like the idea of him limiting the selection to black women. They would prefer for him to consider all qualified nominees. But he's not the first president to do this. Ronald Reagan, 1980, when he was running for president, promised to appoint a woman, and in fact he did. Sandra Day O'Connor served then for more than 20 years. But the other risks are if the party fragments, if he doesn't get the full 50 Democrats to support him, if there's a disagreement over who he picks, there's a brewing problem in the Democratic ranks because Congressman Jim Clyburn, a very prominent black member of Congress from South Carolina, is pushing hard for a judge from South Carolina, a woman named Michelle Childs. And if Biden does not pick Judge Childs, then he could irritate some of his strongest supporters. So there are risks here. But there also is an opportunity for Biden to change the narrative, to change the subject, and put a win on the board instead of a string of losses.
Yeah, and I know with this kind of pick, and obviously, you know, as you mentioned, it's a legacy of the president, most likely with the people that they put on the Supreme Court. But would the very first one out with this kind of turmoil be really the time to make such a big promise, especially noting that he's going to be replacing another fairly liberal justice in that minority who's still going to be in that 3-6 minority no matter who he finds?
Well, look, I think the energy behind this pick, the excitement is somewhat dimmed by the fact that, as you point out quite accurately, Justice Breyer is one of the three liberals on the court, and he would be replaced by another liberal, so the 6-3 balance would not be disturbed. But you're also replacing an 83-year-old with someone in her 50s. Right. So you are guaranteeing that assuming the nominee remains in good health, you're guaranteeing that seat is going to continue to be held by a liberal for the next 30 years. So there is it does matter. It doesn't matter as much as when Amy Coney Barrett was nominated by Donald Trump. That really seemed to tip the balance of the court because she, a very conservative justice, was replacing a very liberal one, Ruth Ginsburg. So it doesn't have the same immediate consequences, but still, it's a way of Biden saying to the base of the party, let's remember why you voted for me. Let's remember elections have consequences. Let's remember that no matter how dismayed you might be about some of the things I've done or not done, I'm still a whole lot better than Donald Trump. And the people I nominate, not just to the Supreme Court, but to other federal judiciary spots, these matter. And they're going to matter for years after I leave office. And don't forget that. And that's the opportunity right for him here, is to crystallize the stakes.
And it is a legacy, and presidents care about that, about the legacy they leave. But also, though, I mean, you know, in narrowing his choice in a way, instead of keeping it open to, say, other minority groups, you know, Asian Americans, Hispanics, is he disenfranchising, you know, other minority groups at the expense of, you know, trying to continue his promise and fulfill his promise to the Black Americans?
Look, everything you do in politics has risks and rewards. Everything has benefits and costs, right? There's no such thing as a cost-free move in politics. The question is whether the benefits outweigh the costs. And you're certainly correct in pointing out that there's a downside risk for Biden. You're certainly correct in pointing out that you mentioned Asian Americans, a fast-growing force in American politics. Is it possible that there are some Asian Americans who say, wait, if you limit your choice to Black women, you're automatically eliminating anybody from our community? And is that a risk? Yes, you're absolutely right in pointing that out. But the Biden calculation is that that this choice would be highly popular in the Democratic ranks, and particularly with Black voters. And let's remember how important Black voters are in key states. You look at a state like Georgia, where the election of two Democratic senators gave the Democrats the majority in the Senate. The state of Georgia, the Black electorate, is more than a third of the voters are Blacks. And so in many of the key states where the election is going to be fought in 2022 and 2024, getting Black voters to the polls, energizing them, activating them, is a critical goal of the Democratic Party.
Right. And certainly for, you know, youngsters, now they can look at the Supreme Court and see it more reflecting, you know, their experience. So definitely something to be said for that. All right, Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst, thank you for joining us this morning and sharing more on what could be a very interesting pick by President Biden. Thank you.
Always enjoy talking to you. Bye-bye.